Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's a Friday. It's Hour 2 live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So I have made, I've seen enough NBA basketball as we get ready. The trading deadline, I believe, is February 9th. I think it's coming up here. So I've watched the first half of the NBA season, and I absolutely believe the three best teams in order are Milwaukee 1, Chris Middleton's healthy, Golden State 2, they're going to be fine, they just keep going to 500. When they play the Celtics, when they play, you know, the Memphis, they look just fine. And number 3 is Boston. I have this issue. I said it the other day I met somebody who's a Celtic fan, and I forget who it is, J-Mac joining me, and I said, what bothers me about Boston, you keep telling me Tatum's your guy, but in a lot of late game possessions, it feels like Jaylen Brown's the guy and Tatum's waiting for Jaylen Brown to get him the ball. Brown's more physically aggressive. I think Jaylen's more athletic. I think Jaylen wants the ball more and demands the ball more. I always think it's a problem when you tell me this is the guy, but my eyes tell me in late game situations, I trust the other guy. And I don't care what the stats say. Late games, big games, that Celtic-Laker game, Jaylen Brown felt like he was the guy late. I know Giannis is the guy. I know Steph is the guy. That drives me nuts about Boston. Tatum has these moments. First of all, aren't they still playing him like every night? Too many minutes? He fell apart last year. Milwaukee's the best team if Middleton's healthy. Golden State is just fine. They just got to the finals, won again, a lot of games, a bunch of veterans. 3 is Boston. The rest of the league can fight over it. All your Denvers and Phillies, Cleveland. Those teams are not winning the championship.
Who's your late game guy for the Clippers last night? Paper
Clippers. Clippers are my 4th. But wow. I also think it's very hard to win a championship when your leader is inconsistent and you don't know what you're getting from Kawhi emotionally, verbally, physically. It's hard to win a championship when you don't have a guy to depend on.
Another choke job by the Clippers. They have choked away 7 fourth quarter leads this season, 3rd most in the league. Another one last night. And I know people love Kawhi Leonard, Colin, but that final possession was an abomination.
I didn't see it.
Kawhi Leonard just dribbling around for 20 seconds and tosses up an air ball. Clippers got some problems. They are supposed to be active here at the deadline. They don't have a point guard. A lot of Fred Van Vliet chatter from Toronto. Toronto seems to be blowing it up.
Van Vliet, interesting, smart player.
He's good.
Player.
He struggled this year, but I believe the trade deadline is next Thursday we're in
John Wall's hurt again.
John Wall's hurt all the time, and he's not a starter anyway. First team all trash talk we'll give John Wall, but basketball, not anymore.
And we're starting to pivot to that now.
Very exciting time.
Yeah, we seem to disagree on a lot in the NBA, which is always good for spirit of
Milwaukee, back and forth. Warriors, Celtics.
Four has to be the Lakers.
Oh, Jesus. Probably Philadelphia. Okay. So I'm reading a story about Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Drew Brees, who, of course, was the quarterback with Sean for years, was saying yesterday, like to Ed Werder, hey, this is great for Russell Wilson. This is what he does. Remember, Brees had a torn labrum. Everybody knew Brees was healthy, but, you know, Sean Payton took Brees, talented guy, and made him into a, you know, going to be a Hall of Fame guy. So I was thinking about this morning, is that there's people we like, and there's people we don't like, and based on our preconceived beliefs about people, it's really hard for people to not have an agenda. I mean, you see it all day on the devices. So Russell Wilson is considered kind of internet cringy, Mr. Unlimited and all that stuff. Whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. Let's ride. It doesn't bother me, but I'm probably cringy. So, you know, practicing high fives, there's that video and it drives people crazy. So there's a lot of built up negativity with Russell Wilson. And, oh, it's fake, all this and stuff. All right, whatever. He's different. Who cares? It's just he's a very optimistic, very religious, optimistic person. People have said sometimes Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, it's over the top. People believe what they believe. So if you look at Russell Wilson, let's take this year out, the Denver year, and you look at his previous 4 years in Seattle, and they were all about the same. He completed 66% of his throws, had a 4.5-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, and a passer rating of 106.3. That is rarefied air. So for four straight years, and then this crappy year. So I said, find three other quarterbacks who had, from 2018 to 2021, similar quarterback ratings, elite stuff in all three categories. So let's look at one of them. Dak Prescott. So now Russell had significantly more touchdown passes and a higher passer rating, but Dak was close. Okay, Russell's better, but Dak was close. Dak, by the way, also had an offensive head coach, two of them. All right, so let's go to the next one. Well, Aaron's very good. Numbers are incredibly almost identical. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Almost identical for a four-year stretch. Well, seems to me as Aaron, two of those years he was MVP. All right, let's throw out one more. Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and the numbers were identical. So let me ask you. If Mahomes, Dak, or Aaron Rodgers' numbers plummeted like Russell's this year, would you think Mahomes is washed? Aaron's totally washed? Dak's, I'm not even a fan of Dak, totally washed? So why do you think Russell is? His numbers were even with a defensive coach and a horse crap offensive line. He didn't have an Aaron Jones in those 4 years. And no star running back. I like DJ Metcalf. It's not Devonta Adams. DK Metcalf. He's not Devonta Adams. You don't like Russell. You would never say Mahomes, Dak, and Aaron are totally washed. You'd say, Hackett was terrible. He's got to get that guy a quarterback or a head coach. Hackett was brutal. It's his teammates. It's the O-line. It's the receivers. Blame, 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 blame. It's the ownership. It's blame, 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 blame. With Russ, it's all Russ. You don't like him. He's not cool. Cool matters to a lot of young people. It's cringy. You do not go from those years with a defensive coach and a terrible O-line. A worse O-line than Mahomes, Dak, and Aaron Rodgers. O-lines matter, right? We know they matter. Worse O-line than all of them, same numbers, with a defensive coach in a really good division. I'm just saying. We have these opinions of people built in. They're embedded. It's very strong opinions. And so when they teeter or have a bad moment or a bad year, they're washed. They're done. But you like Mahomes. You defend Rodgers. You love Dak. I get it. That's fine. But you would not have said they are washed after one disastrous head coach. If you don't think coaches matter, go look at Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan. And he was just a coordinator. Made him MVP of the league. Brock Purdy got to the NFC Championship. Coaches matter a lot. Daniel Jones was a joke last year. He won a playoff game this year. Same roster. Brian Daboll. Albert Breer joining us live, Monday Morning Quarterback. All right. So, I'm reading all sorts of stuff. Russell, Kyler, Derek Carr. I have argued there's a market for Derek Carr, and I think Charlotte's the spot. I think Frank Reich personality, the defense, they've got a number one receiver, crappy division. Don't have to face Mahomes and Herbert every Sunday, right? Feel like every Sunday. What are you hearing on Derek Carr? You do this for a living. You break stories. What do you hear?
Yeah. So there were talks in Mobile, Alabama this week. The Raiders general manager, Dave Ziegler, was there. I think that there was more than one NFC South team that was involved in that. I think the Jets are going to be involved in it, at least discussing it. I'm not saying they're going to go get them because obviously they've been connected to Aaron Rodgers. I think the biggest problem right now, Colin, is twofold. It's his contract and it's his no trade clause.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you look at this and does a team want to sign up for $40.4 million? Because that's what trading for him with the existing contract means. It's $32.9 million this year. It's $7.5 million in 2024. So you're more or less signing up for 2 years of Derek Carr. Do you want to do that at that price? Especially when you know guys like Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo are going to be out there for you in March. So that's the first piece of it. The second piece of it is whether or not he wants to waive his no-trade clause to help the Raiders move him. What would the benefit of that be? Well, maybe you save some face. It looks better if you get traded versus getting cut. But, you know, if he just sits there and says, I'm not going to accept a trade anywhere, then he's going to hit the free agent market on February 15th, a month ahead of the rest of those guys, which certainly could be to his advantage. So I think the likelihood here is that he gets cut, but the Raiders are certainly trying to move him. They had some talks this week in Mobile with other teams, and I'd expect for those talks to continue.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Niners say he's not going to be here. I kind of believe him because they got to at least kick the tires on Trey Lance, Brock Purdy. There was a lot of Brady to the Raiders talk. I don't think Aaron's going to end up there, nor does he want to be there. Garoppolo Raiders feels possible, right?
Yeah, I think Jimmy's going to have options. Like, I think, you know, you look at where Jimmy's been and his background, certainly the Raiders make a ton of sense. And they could plug him in where he could be sort of that Alex Smith in Kansas City type of quarterback for them while they survey the market over the next few years to find the long-term answer. He's got the relationships with the Jets as well. If they can't go and get Aaron Rodgers, does Jimmy Garoppolo become a fallback plan there? Of course, he was in San Francisco with Robert Saleh. And Tampa's another one where they've been running a version of the Patriot offense the last couple of years with Tom Brady there. So does it make sense for them to seamlessly move from Tom Brady to Jimmy Garoppolo, which was the intention in New England for all of those years? So I think Jimmy's going to have some options out there. Again, what could kind of depress the market for these guys is the amount of guys that are out there where, you know, you could look at it, you could say, do I want Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo at, call it $25 million per? Or do I think I can get a Baker Mayfield at $10 million per and he can give me a comparable level of play?
Yeah.
That's where I think this becomes interesting. But Jimmy's certainly going to have some options out there.
Okay, so the Kyler Murray situation. NFL jobs, there's not many. They're all considered good. They pay multiple millions a year. You get a guaranteed 3-4 year contract. Even if you fail, it's a parachute contract. You go off to the beach and hang out. And yet Arizona, the reports are, nobody wants the job. I threw up this balloon. I said, if you look at their schedule, they get the AFC North and the NFC East. Lot of playoff-level teams. Mm-hmm. They get Atlanta at home, and they do get the Bears and Texans on the road. But it is a tough schedule. Dallas, Niners, Philly.
Yeah.
I said, Kyler's not playing for 9-10 weeks. Sit him. Use a backup. and go draft Caleb Williams and just say, you know what? Kyler's going to pout on the bench. He'll want to trade. You can move him. But drastic times, drastic measures. I've got seven different people who called out Kyler, directly or indirectly. The new GM, the owner, Kingsbury, Larry Fitzgerald's dad, Patrick Peterson. I think we're getting to a point now where it may be just time to eventually have a one-year plan to move off him.
I don't know if you can do that, though. I mean, if you look at the contract, they're sort of married to him for the next couple of years. And I think that's part of the problem here, Colin. Now, there's always a way to move guys off your roster, and I'm not saying that'd be impossible, but I mean, you'd be talking about like eating a lot of money and putting yourself in a weird spot in 2024, and I think that's part of what becomes the deterrent here. The flip side is there is a long-term rebuild that's needed here. If you look at the roster, their best players, some of their best players are older. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt's obviously retired, but he had a dynamite year last year. Buda Baker on the back end, you know, he's got a lot of mileage now too. And so, you know, you look at where they are logistically with a new general manager, you're probably talking about a 2 to 3 year process of getting the roster where it needs to be. Do you trust that Monty Austin-Force, the guy who's very well respected, do you trust that he's the guy to build the roster back up? How fast can you do it? How do you handle the Kyler situation? There's a lot of different questions when you look at where the Cardinals are right now that make it a difficult job going forward. Kyler's contract is part of it, no question about it. But there's a longer-term rebuild that I think is necessary here. When you look at the way the roster was built over the last few years, where they did have those older players in the roster, and you look at it and you say, okay, like it's going to take some time. Are you willing to put in that time? Do you think you're going to be good enough to make it to a third or fourth year? And do you trust that Monty Austin-Furt's the guy to get the Cardinals roster there? To me, like that would be the big question for head coaching candidates looking at that job.
Aaron Rodgers, another shot at the Packers. Well, they're doing some things without me, which is interesting. They've already said it's AFC. Mm-hmm. Report today, the Jets are all in. You can tell me that Miami loves Tua. I'll believe it. You know, they said that before Deshaun Watson, Brady rumors. Is there a leader in the clubhouse in the AFC to you?
I think the Jets, just because I think their owner is going to be involved. I look at where they are, and it sort of mirrors where they were in 2008 and 2016, where the owner felt like they were close, and so the owner may be looking to make a splash. Now, if you look in 2008, it was coming off of a down year, but they wanted to find out about Eric Mangini, and so they went and got Brett Favre. And, I mean, for most of that season, it actually worked. And then in 2016, coming off of the first year, Todd Bowles, 10 wins, they brought a lot of older players back, and it didn't work. I think it's sort of where they are right now, where they were 7-4 through 11 games last year. And I think Woody Johnson believes that's who his team is before the quarterback situation went sideways, before they had the rash of injuries with guys like Breece Hall and Oliveira Tucker going down. So he feels like they're close. And I think his involvement is why you've got to take the Jets very, very seriously. And I can tell you for a fact, like they discussed like before hiring Nathaniel Hackett, like the implications of that. And they're not shying away from the idea that Hackett could be a carrot for Rodgers. So I put the Jets at the top of the list. I think the Raiders are worth watching too. You look at some of the moves they made last year, and bringing in Davante Adams and bringing in Chandler Jones, and I think they misjudged the roster to a point, but they've got some good pieces there. You know, you go to the two guys I just mentioned, to Josh Jacobs, to Colton Miller. Would Aaron Rodgers attract some more people there? Would it be attractive geographically for Aaron Rodgers? Having Adams there is a big deal. The Raiders are one team that I sort of have tucked away, as they got a high draft pick. They've got some room to work. They've got some maneuverability when it comes to the salary cap. And they could, you know, offer this landing spot where Aaron Rodgers could win right away. So I think the Jets are at the top of the list, but the Raiders are a team I would keep an eye on too.
Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl. What's the big storyline to you?
I think if we're talking about like a 10-year storyline here, it's where Patrick Mahomes is, you know, and I think it's what he's accomplished early in his career and how it sort of mirrors where Tom Brady was early in his career, where he won 3 Super Bowls in his first 5 years, 3 Super Bowls in his first 4 years starting. It's remarkable when you look at Patrick Mahomes' resume right now. He's about to win his second league MVP. He's played 5 home AFC title games. And he's been to 3 Super Bowls with a chance now to win his second Super Bowl. If he wins his second Super Bowl, I'm not saying he's going to catch Brady when it comes to the level of accomplishment, but it looks like he's going in that direction. And oh, by the way, he's only 27 years old. And so, like, there are a lot of smaller storylines here, no question. Andy Reid versus the Eagles, the Kelce brothers. There's lots of great stuff for us to talk about. But to me, the one, like, lasting storyline that could come out of this Super Bowl is Mahomes, the beginning of Mahomes being spoken about in a historic context because of what he's accomplished before his 28th birthday. It's absolutely staggering. And again, I think it puts him on the sort of trajectory that Brady was on after he won his third Super Bowl. I think that was also at 27 years old.
Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Good seeing you, my man. Have a good Friday and a weekend.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Yeah. The NFL is, the NBA and the NFL are really lucky. Think about the biggest stars in the NBA, like Giannis, like the most likable player, the most likable athlete in America, Giannis. The biggest stars in the NFL, like Burrow and Mahomes and Josh Allen. Like, incredibly small town, great guys. You're very, very lucky. I remember when the NBA moved off Michael Jordan, they struggled to find an athlete that they felt were, you know, kind of embraceable and like, it's hard. Like, sometimes your stars aren't as likable and they're, you got Mahomes, you got Burrow, you got Allen, you got Giannis. I Luka complains a lot, but it's still, you know, Ja Morant, people love Ja Morant.
There's this guy in the Bay Area who's kind of prolific shooting three-pointers.
Another unbelievable.
You may have neglected to mention.
Yeah, he's great too. Everybody
America
loves him.
Loves him. He can go on Oprah Winfrey. Is that even a thing anymore? I don't know if she has a show.
She has but a
you
network.
Know what I'm talking about. Ellen, whatever the popular show is that captures the zeitgeist for housewives, he can go on that. Then he can play basketball. Then he'll play in a golf tournament. Like, everybody likes Steph Curry. He's making movies. Like,
well, they should like him.
Yeah. He's an incredible person.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
SimplySafeColin.com, 20% off. Great protection of your family, your assets. Claim a free indoor security camera. SimplySafeColin.com. It's a sweater Friday. I'm flying back up to the Pacific Northwest. Hang out with my son. And so, you know what? I feel this morning I got up, felt very wintry. The Northeast is getting pounded with brutally cold weather.
Gosh, I miss that so much. Ugh.
Not a ton.
I miss breaking out the snowblower. We actually had a snowblower and a generator living in Pennsylvania.
We have to.
Thank goodness, not anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, to each their own. People.
Yeah, I'm sure some people love firing up the snowblower and taking 2 hours to get the snow off your driveway. That, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Well, they don't want to hear us talk about the weather.
Can I just rant real quick, 10 seconds?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever hated anything more than raking leaves in the fall. That is the last way I want to spend my weekends.
The worst part about raking leaves is you rake them, and then you go in and have a cup of tea or coffee, and you come out, and there's more leaves back on. It's like a month and a half. It never ends.
I went 12 rounds with the wife over raking leaves, and ultimately I just said, I will pay someone to do it, because I refuse to spend my Saturday or Sunday raking.
Well, there are
leaves.
Certain things like I like to do, like wash a car, clean around the house, something, clean the backyard up, and then there's things I don't like to do. And so for you, raking leaves is one of those things you don't like to do.
Colin, time is our most valuable asset.
Yeah.
I'm not spending 3 hours raking leaves into a bag. I'm just not doing that.
That sounds
under
very,
any circumstances.
Very elitist. All right, J-Mac with the news.
Coastal elite. Is that what I...
Turn on the news.
Yeah, you're a coastal elite. I don't want to rake leaves. I don't think my wife is watching, but like, honestly, raking leaves, it's just like...
Really got you wound up.
Yeah, just flashbacks. I'm triggered. Can I say triggered on here? All right,
sure,
Patrick Mahomes. Let's go to a superstar quarterback. One of the best in the league. One of the best maybe all time. Brady is now retired, and the door is open for Mahomes to take over as the face of the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, of course, he's not thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't think, any extra responsibility. I mean, I'm just trying to go out there and win football games and win championships, and this is the biggest game of them all. And so it's not about being the face of the league or anything like that. It's about being the best teammate you could possibly be and doing whatever you can to win football games. And the other stuff kind of handles itself, and it's obviously a good part of it. If you're winning Super Bowls, usually you get a little bit more media and a few more commercials, I guess you would say. But at the end of the day, man, I just want to get in this building, be with my teammates, and go out there and win football games.
Yeah, keep the thing. Win football games, everything takes care of itself. You can sometimes get paralyzed, you know, by tomorrow and win the game Sunday, you'll get another 6 ads. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. If he goes and plays great in the Super Bowl, you know, in 10 days now, however many days it is, and he's great, he'll get 6 more corporations that line up. He gets blown out in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts is going to get a couple ads. Keep the thing. Go win football games. Don't worry about shoe deals, or I want to go to the Celtics to be the man. I want to go play with my buddy Kyrie. Win games. Everything else takes care of itself.
Well said. Next up, Dallas Cowboys had to sit back and watch their division rival Eagles make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Philly was one of the most talented teams all season, but Jerry Jones cited the Eagles as well as the Rams last year as reasons why he doesn't want to mortgage his team's future for one season.
Anybody that thinks I won't take a chance has misread the tea leaves, okay? But I do think longer term, and I'm real hesitant to bet it all for a year. And there's a lot of things that can happen for that year. In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. That's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket and get to the Super Bowl.
But you're drafting development.
But if you miss, it is a long go.
Well, San Francisco's been good for several years in a row. I don't necessarily... The key in this league is paying the right people the right money, and they have overpaid for Zeke, Dak, and Jalen Smith. Now they're out of that. I mean, if you really simplify the NFL, how to run the league... I'm not talking about, like, quarterback... How do you run the NFL? It's a hard cap. Pay the right people the right money. Now, the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl. They said... The guys we got to pay are Chris Jones, Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid. We're going to let a really fast wide receiver go, and they got back to the Super Bowl. So they prioritized an elite defensive lineman, good call, an elite quarterback, and they, to them, Travis Kelce is the number one dependable guy. And so they, if Tyreek Hill was four, they moved off their four and got back to the Super Bowl. So the difference is they have not paid, Brett Veach has not paid anybody in Kansas City more than they should get. He's been willing to rebuild the O-line, rebuild the receiving corps, rebuild the defense. Dallas paid Jalen Smith too early. They paid Zeke too much. They paid Dak too much. And here you are.
How could he take a shot at the Rams? Jerry Jones hasn't been to a Super Bowl in, what are we, 25 years?
Rams been to two, won one.
And yeah, two in the last 6 years. The Rams did it the right way, Jerry. You did it the wrong. I mean, that interview is crazy. If you really think about it, he's bagging on the Rams for going all in to win a Super Bowl?
See, I don't.
Jerry wouldn't go all in tomorrow to win a Super Bowl. Of course he would.
I think, for the record, the Rams are going to trade, I believe, Jalen Ramsey, get a 1-4, a 1-5, and they're going to have all their draft capital back. And if they hit on draft picks, they're going to be just fine next year. Because I still contend Arizona's a disaster next year, and we don't know who the Niners quarterback is. So of all the teams we talk about, we think we'll be a playoff team next year. Rams, Steelers, Lions, all on the top of my list. They'll
Jets.
Be fine.
Jets.
Yeah.
Final story. All right, here we go. This, you've been teasing this for 90 minutes. The Lakers are rumored to be in the mix to improve their roster ahead of the February 9th trade deadline. And according to Chris Haynes at TNT Bleacher Report, Russell Westbrook could be on the move. He claims, Haynes, that the Jazz and Lakers have had exploratory talks about a Westbrook trade.
Okay, can I ask you, though?
Now, wait. Hold on. One quick second. Westbrook is an expiring contract.
Very valuable.
Danny Ainge is now with the Jazz front office. They did the Gobert deal. They are sitting on a billion picks. I wonder, where is this leak coming from? This Westbrook and the Jazz, is this coming from the Danny Ainge side or the Lakers? Maybe LeBron putting some stuff out there to get Westbrook out the door? Where is it? Because you always like to know,
hey,
who's leaking.
How was, did you watch Westbrook last night?
2 for 16.
That was brutal.
Yeah. That a rough week. A little longer than that.
Yeah.
There's also talks about Westbrook possibly going to Chicago in a larger deal in exchange for Zach
LaVine. I don't like it.
LaVine. Now, let me ask you, why don't you like Zach LaVine?
Not a winning player. Most overhyped player that's talented in the league.
He is a number one on a bad team. He would go to the Lakers and be their number three scoring option. You don't think that changes the trajectory of Zach LaVine? Guy's a scoring machine. Mm-hmm. He gets buckets on losing teams. Mm-hmm. What, it's his fault he was drafted by Minnesota?
Yeah, Melo got buckets on losing teams.
Come on. They're not even remotely close to the same player. You don't want Zach LaVine if you can get off Westbrook and Pat Bev.
If you could give me a couple of draft picks for next year, Utah's got a zillion. How about marketing?
I can't imagine that. He's having a monster year.
I know. He's having a great year.
The Jazz are caught in the middle, right? They're like the 10th seed in the West or thereabouts.
And so they want to trade one of their
You're not getting Wembanyama.
So
you're not getting him if you're like the 10th.
The Jazz are not getting him.
Right. So now you're stuck in the middle. So do you try to bottom out and lose 15 games in a row and trade Markkanen? Maybe.
Well, is Danny Ainge saying, let me give up one of my better players, play Westbrook, he'll mess up our offense, we'll lose more games, and we'll have better lottery odds for Wembanyama.
Now, that makes sense. Now, the Spurs, who we'll talk about a little later in the show, Greg Popovich famously tanked to get Tim Duncan. That worked out quite well. Spurs are near the bottom of the league. I think the tanking is going to pick up in the next five days.
What, the name of the guy that we both love, the young guy, Victor Wembanyama.
He can palm a basketball with two fingers. I don't know if you saw the video. It's insane. He looks like an actual unicorn.
I can do the same with coffee.
Is that a basketball? Okay. But in all honesty, Russell Westbrook just bought a house across the street from LeBron James. Not just, but like within
the last
6 months.
Well, he's got so much money, he can have a vacation home or something, you know? So I think the Utah thing...
He don't want to leave. Russell Westbrook does not want to leave. Just
well, he met his wife at UCLA. She's, a therapist or something. They have a great life
from
here.
Out here.
Family's
from out
here.
Yeah. He does not want to go anywhere.
I'll tell you what, it's a very quick private jet flight from Salt Lake City to L.A. If you're going to get traded, that's a great place to get traded.
Yeah. By the way, are you going to All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend?
I've thought about it.
It's in Salt Lake City. A lot of good parties. It's in Salt Lake City.
Nobody's ever said that. A lot of good parties in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Well, a lot of good skiing, apparently.
Well, yeah,
Utah part. That's your spot.
Not a big party town.
Yeah, NBA All-Star Weekend is going to be very interesting. You know,
be lit.
A lot of, how do I put this delicately? A lot of people like to fly into the town because it's a big party weekend. I don't know if it's going to be happening in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a little restrictive on the party thing. A
little bit.
I like it, but it's got beautiful. It's beautiful.
Beautiful mountains.
Beautiful.
I've never been to Salt Lake City.
All right, J-Mac with the Westbrook news. That's interesting.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Congrats to David from Nevada, who won Terry Bradshaw's SUV playing Fox Bet Super 6 during the NFC Championship. If you missed out on Terry's ride, don't worry, because everyone is getting a free chance to win $1 million of his money for the Super Bowl. Download the Super 6 app and enter your picks for a chance to win. Nevada.
No. Nevada.
Ad. Think about advertisements, ads, Nevada, Nevada.
Nevada, Nevada.
You know, there's a lot of Vegas ads on TV. Nevada.
I just call it Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get to that argument in a second.
No, no.
It's funny.
It's not a good topic for the show.
Okay. So Dave Ziegler from New England Raiders, he's their new GM. And he admitted yesterday there's going to be a big market for Derek Carr. And a lot of times, like sometimes I just don't understand. Like, I'm not a big fan of like debate stuff all the time. Like, we'll get into these 2 or 3 minute arguments. They're fun. But I just don't think there's that much to debate. I'd never be a great debate show guy because I don't think I could do 3 or 4 hours on the stuff. But every day there's something funny to argue about. But like, I don't get the people that don't think Sean Payton's going to work in Denver. He took the Aints to the NFC Championship in 8 months. Of course he's going to work. Duh. It's not that hard. They were the worst franchise in the league by a mile. They were worse than the Texans. They were terrible. And I don't understand the people that don't like get Derek Carr. So I'm not saying that Derek Carr is better than Aaron Rodgers, but they're both now on the market. And I think there's arguments to take Derek Carr over Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron's 39, probably retires in a year or two, has an ugly cap hit, and there's some maintenance with him. Derek Carr is 31. He is in the middle of his prime. He's not close to retirement. His cap hit isn't great, but potentially it's much easier than Aaron's, and there's very little maintenance. There's very little maintenance. I'm not a big fan of babysitting people. I remember there used to be a show called Intervention. I couldn't do it. I can't, if you can't get your act together as a grown-up, I can't do it. A new coach like D'Amico Ryans at Houston or Frank Reich in Carolina, I want a guy that's got my back. Let's ride, as Russell Wilson says. Let's ride here for 3 or 4 years. Derek Carr's going to ride with you. Aaron, maybe, probably not. And so think about how talented, think about this. And Aaron's more talented than Derek Carr. And Derek often gets lumped into this Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan group. He's much better athlete and much more mobile and younger than Matt Ryan. He throws a much better football than Dak Prescott. And he doesn't shrink in the fourth quarter. In fact, he leads the league in fourth quarter comebacks since he showed up in the league. So he's better than those guys. But nobody knows a car or a house like the owner, right? When you buy a used car, is that odometer accurate? Think about how good Aaron is. And they are now leaning toward moving off Aaron for Jordan Love. Green Bay knows the odometer. So I've said this, Green Bay, there's a lot of maintenance with Aaron that doesn't get covered. I mean, I've had multiple players talk to me, some Jeff Saturdays, Greg Jennings, you know, guys that have been in Green Bay. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't get out. Derek Carr's a good guy, all in, totally there for you. And so I think it's not that I think Derek's better than Aaron, but you give me 38 to 31, worst cap hit, may retire, not committed offseason, I'm going to take Derek Carr because I know he'll ride with me. If I'm a new coach, Frank Reich gets one more shot. One more shot. Aaron's great. What if he didn't want to commit when you have to rebuild the offensive roster and didn't want to commit in the offseason? He wants to go back and play golf tournaments and hang out in Malibu, 3,000 miles away. Derek Carr is moving there with his family off seasons in Carolina. I don't know. I also, an agent told me a couple weeks ago, the best player to acquire is one that feels dissed by his former organization. He goes, those guys are great workers. When you feel like you were ignored or dissed, Aaron doesn't feel like that. Aaron thinks he's above the Packers. Derek Carr feels like, I loved you guys, you never loved me back. He took a shot at the Raiders yesterday.
Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Now, Aaron doesn't think the Packers don't respect him. Aaron views himself as, you're lucky to have me. Derek's like, I worked my butt off and I loved you, and you never supported me with a legitimate defense. six coaches, 9 years, or whatever it was. So I don't know. I just, there are, talent has certain limitations. We all know that. It's not just talent. Aaron Judge is great, but he's also a great kid. It's not just these great. Barry Bonds was great. And he didn't win a lot in the postseason. Like, he was difficult. There's a difference.
So I like this guy's theory, whoever told you the, you know, pick up a quarterback who's been snubbed.
Or he's a player who's been, right, worked his tail off, loved an organization, they don't sign him. That guy will work so hard for the next 2 years.
So Tom Brady, angry with New England and Belichick, leaves Tampa, wins a Super Bowl. But the opposite, of course, is Russell Wilson, who was kind of ticked off with Pete Carroll, goes to Denver.
Well, that could be a Nathaniel Hackett issue.
I
worked very hard.
Yeah, it will be.
Derek Carr, I think we do this all the time. We do this not only in sports, but we do this in life all the time. We just don't understand how hard it is to overcome crap. If you grow up and your mom and dad get divorced and there's some abuse in the family, it could take you until your late 30s to overcome it, be able to afford a regular therapist, get stability in your life. It's hard. Like you and I always felt that I had, you know, parents that loved me, and I lived in the same house in high school. I had great friends. Sports was my, you know, I had like almost a surrogate father that was my best friend's dad, same house. You grow up with instability. It's hard. Derek Carr had, what, six coaches in 9 years? A player killed a civilian in Vegas. Ruggs, they lost him. There was the other kid that had weapons on the internet. They got rid of him. They had multiple GMs.
I just wonder if your car.
He got them to the playoffs twice. Now, one time he broke his leg.
Missed the game.
But he got this dysfunctional mess to the playoffs. You know, in a division with really talented players.
I just wonder though, can he win big in Carolina instantly, or should he go to a team that has better weapons? Like, if you're Derek Carr's agent, hey, Derek, the New York Jets want you. They've got Garrett Wilson. They got Breece Hall. They got a really good defense. Or do you want to go to Carolina, where they have a good coach and maybe DJ Moore, and they don't have a great defense? The division's a joke. Like, I don't think that's an easy decision, yeah. Carolina over the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets have more good players than Carolina.
Undeniably.
Yeah.
But their AFC is also way tougher.
And the division's tougher.
Division is tougher.
I think the NFC South is maybe... Short memory here, recency bias, the worst division as of this morning. Now Brady's out.
Yeah.
That's the worst division in the NFL in 10 years.
If you stack the quarterbacks right now, it's really a motley crew.
No, it's. Think about one division is going to have Mahomes, Herbert, Russell Wilson, and it could be whoever.
Aaron Rodgers.
Or Garoppolo.
Okay.
Another division is going to have, I don't even want to call him out. I mean, Kyle Trask, Desmond Ridder.
Sam Darnold.
And
Andy Dalton.
Oh, good hell. No, I mean, it's not fair. Yeah. Show sponsored by BetterHelp. 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/herd. Flexible, affordable, online therapy that can help you get closer to the best you. Hour 3 next.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.